Hello, beautiful people. This is the Michael Slate Show, and I am your guest host, Sansara Taylor. On today's show, we'll be sharing segments from the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show, which airs on YouTube. Let's begin.
Hello and welcome to the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show. My name is Annie Day, and I am joined in studio by Michelle Chai.
Glad to be here in studio with you, Annie. Welcome to everybody watching at home. This is the Revolution Nothing Less show, a show about a real revolution for the emancipation of all of humanity. And we base ourselves on the new communism brought forward by Baba Vakian.
That's right. And at the heart of the new communism is a recognition that we have to fight for and proceed from what's actually true, a scientific understanding of reality. And we are doing today's episode in the midst of an all-out fascist assault and war on the truth and on science. And that's what we're going to focus on in today's episode. On Friday, Trump fired the head of employment statistics because the jobs report reflected lower job numbers than expected. And Trump literally said this made him look bad and therefore it must be rigged. And so that's the criteria Trump wants to use for actual statistics about the economy.
I mean, think about the lunacy. Trump basically gutted the Environmental Protection Agency, right? On the basis of climate change denialism, basically saying that this is not real, that this is not happening, and we don't need any of these protections.
This is just an utter attack, not just on the environment, but on the basic science and scientific method. I mean, the thing that they gutted was this finding that carbon emissions cause climate change, right? The fires, the warming of the planet, the floods. And this was not just like some dude in a lab that said, oh, I think this. This was the product of decades of work of thousands of scientists with tremendous amounts of evidence. And because you have this fascist regime that wants to absolutely deny climate change, and they literally the head of the EPA called it climate change religion, then they got this finding and the planet be damned.
I mean, this is like, as you said, right, an attack on the truth, right? And when you think about how they're even going at like education and actually for anybody to learn anything about the real history of this country.
Children will be taught to love America. Children will be taught to be patriots. Children will be taught civic values for schools that want federal taxpayer funding.
Anything that makes America look bad, whether it's at libraries, at schools, right? The whole teachings of like the reality of the foundation of this country going all the way back to slavery, to genocide, to the theft of land. These lunatics are getting rid of people even learning about that basic truth.
I mean, it's true in history books and all this, and even in national parks, like there's this place called Manzanar, which was a reservation where they put Japanese people in internment camps, and they're not allowed at the national park site of Manzanar. They are being forced to purge what that site actually represents, or sites where the Civil War was fought. All of this. Look, people fought throughout the 60s heroically to have the actual truth about the history of this country be told in middle schools and elementary schools and high schools and college campuses. And that is being reversed rapidly, and it's being reversed through force. And what's the point of all of this? The point of all of this is truth becomes what the regime says it is. And you are marching forward to a fascist future just determined by the brute, raw force of Trump and his fascist regime. This is deadly serious. And we're already seeing this take place. This is the firings we're talking about. The threats of arrest of people who counter the official fascist narrative, the official fascist truth. And you're seeing major media institutions and universities buckle in the face of Trump's bullying, threats, and bribery. This starts to squash all critical thinking. It creates a generation of people who don't even know how to think, let alone know anything about the actual truth and history of this country.
Yeah, and I want to add another example to this, because just yesterday morning, we were beginning to see images out of MacArthur Park here in LA, where these ICE agents were like jumping out of literally these giant like moving trucks into a parking lot where a lot of these day laborers are, you know, at a Home Depot just, you know, looking for work, literally jumping out of their trucks, terrorizing people, right? And snatching people out as soon as that, you know, they open up the truck, you see them jumping out, snatching people and arresting them, right? And I just have to say this, you know, I was reminded of and got a chance to re-listen to social media message number 124 from Bob Avakian, right? That's titled, Donald Trump's whole fascist regime is caught in a contradiction of its own making, his continual big lies. And people should go listen to this, right? Where he makes the point, right, that you're seeing all of these horrors, that all of this terror that they're unleashing on people is based on a lie, right? That all of what he has been campaigning and all of what he, you know, has been like saying about going after all these immigrants, all these criminals, demonizing all of these people. And now you see the terror of how they're actually carrying all of this out.
That's right. And just snatching up any brown people, mm-hmm. Criminal, as we, you know, can now see, is just code word for brown person, mm-hmm. for immigrant. And look, I think here's the point. This is fascism, and people have to confront this.
This regime is moving with crazed speed to deny and eliminate basic rights for everyone who does not conform to their fascist rule, and to forcibly use the powers of government against anyone they regard as enemies, terrorizing, disappearing, torturing, and silencing any opposition. At one and the same time, they insist that they are above the law and that Trump is the law. They recognize no authority beyond their own raw exercise of power. This is fascism, and people need to understand this, or they cannot and will not act in their millions and millions in the way they need to defeat this fascism.
So this brings us back to, you know, what we were just talking about in terms of what is true and people really confronting that this is fascism. And here we come back to the fascists are not the only ones that are lying. When you look at the role that the leadership of the Democratic Party is playing, is they're not actually telling people what it is that we're actually confronting, that this is fascism.
And they're not telling people the truth about the system that this fascism rose out of, the system of capitalism and imperialism, an exploitative system that they also represent. And look, a lot of decent people are not telling themselves the truth either. About the actual extreme danger of this fascism and what is required then to defeat that, to deal with that danger. I mean, look, we talk to a lot of people who are very worried about what's happening. But, you know, I was just having a conversation with somebody about this yesterday. They sort of said, look, I'm very overwhelmed. I know it's extremely dangerous, but I can't deal with all of that. And instead, I'm just going to try to do something good every day. And, you know, there's heart in that, but it is so not commensurate. And I wanted to read, there's a book called Basics, which is a series of quotations and essays from Bob Avakian, from his talks and writings. And there's a point in here on where he says, I think is really urgent and relevant right now. He says, there is a place where epistemology, and epistemology means how you know what you know to be true. He says, there's a place where epistemology and morality meet. There is a place where you have to stand and say, it is not acceptable to refuse to look at something or to refuse to believe something because it makes you uncomfortable. And it is not acceptable to believe something just because it makes you feel comfortable. And that's a challenge to all the decent people right now to actually exactly confront what's true and act in line with that truth and not something less because it makes you feel more comfortable.
Look, if people begin to confront, you know, in large numbers, like what we're actually up against, then it might mean that people are going to have to act a different way. Mm-hmm. And this is what a lot of people are actually, why they're refusing to confront that we are dealing with fascism, right? Because then you might have to step outside the bounds in which the Democratic Party has been, the leadership of the Democratic Party has been maintaining people within, locked within, right? And there has actually been, you know, mm-hmm. on the other hand, there are numbers of people that are beginning to confront this and that really are stepping out of those bounds and acting in courageous and in ways that many more people need to be looking to and acting in that kind of way.
Yeah, we want to show a clip of this town hall that just took place in Nebraska where this fascist congressman was speaking and was met by mass determined outrage.
My question is fiscal. With $450 million FEMA dollars being reallocated to open Alligator Alcatraz and $600 million taxpayer FEMA dollars being used to now open more concentration camps and ICE burning through $8.4 million a day to illegally detain people, how much does it cost for fascism? How much do the taxpayers have to pay for a fascist country?
And like you see that, you do see that sentiment being expressed in corners and small numbers throughout society. And this is exactly the point. That outrage needs to be brought together and it needs to be marshaled behind the single unifying demand that the Trump fascist regime must go now. And people should look into the coalition refusefascism.org, which is uniting people from many different perspectives to actually make good on that mass demand. So keeping with this theme of the importance of science and the danger of the attacks on science, we want to play a clip from an interview that was done in January of this year with Bob Avakian, where Sansara Taylor, a co-host of this show, asked him to speak to this question directly.
I want to first pick up on something that you've been emphasizing, first in the negative, speaking about the Trump MAGA fascist regime and their all-out assault on science, on rationality, on reason, even going back to the Enlightenment in the negative. And then in the positive, when you're speaking about the revolution that you're fighting for in the future, you're putting a tremendous emphasis on science, on evolution, on the importance of that. And so I wonder if you could speak to both. Why is science so important? Why are the attacks on science so dangerous today? And why is a promotion of science such an important part of the revolution and the change that we need to bring about for emancipation?
The attack on science is dangerous because science is the way to actually understand the world as it is. That's not to say scientists don't make mistakes. Of course they do. But the whole orientation and method of science is to actually engage reality, to draw, you know, facts and evidence from reality, and then to analyze that reality and synthesize it, to draw, you know, together the patterns, to analyze and, you know, bring to light the underlying and driving forces in reality. So it's a method for actually understanding reality as it really is, as opposed to all kinds of inventions of distortions of reality that have, you know, held sway for thousands of years in human history. And it's time we get beyond all that. So rejecting science is opening the door to misleading people and to spreading all kinds of, you know, not just misunderstanding, but outright lunacy. You know, it's outright lunacy to refuse to accept the scientific fact of evolution. You cannot understand the world. You cannot understand the natural world. You cannot understand the development of different, you know, beings through the, you know, in different forms of life throughout history, or even the emergence of human beings without the scientific method of evolution. And to reject that means that you are opening the gates to all kinds of lunacy and irrational approaches to reality. So, you know, science is the means to go at and actually understand reality as it actually is. And that's a continual struggle. You know, scientists, just like everybody else, sometimes get things wrong, but they keep applying the scientific method to learn and then to correct the errors that they make, or to advance the knowledge and build on what they come to understand. And, you know, it's not just scientists that can and need to apply the scientific method. Everybody, in a basic sense, can and needs to do that. We want to understand the world the way it really is. What is the actual reason that people are, you know, to go back to Richard Pryor, why are you in the situation you're in today, you know? Well, you know, in that particular routine of his, you know, it's a junkie talking, and he's saying, you know, he's talking to another guy, and he's saying, you don't know how to get along with the white man. That's your problem. I know how to get along with them. That's why I'm in the situation I'm in today. Well, see, there's an example of an unscientific approach, which Richard Pryor is ridiculing with his humor, while doing it lovingly. If you really want to understand why you're in the situation you're in today, you need science. And if you want to do something about the situation you're in, if you don't think the situation you're in is one that people like yourself and others should be in, then you need a scientific approach in order to understand how to do that. Is there actually a way to do that? That's a real question. The answer is yes, but you need science to get to that answer. You know, all kinds of crazy ideas come forward, or ideas that lead people into the wrong ways of approaching things. For example, this whole idea, which has gained a lot of currency now, that the problem is just these CEOs of corporations. You know, and we should go, people say that the answer is to go after them. But that's not going to change anything, because they can just replace CEOs, first of all. Second of all, it's an act that doesn't really, you know, lead to anything positive, and in fact just makes it easier for the system to come down on people. So it's completely misplaced and wrong-headed to begin with, but it flows out of a superficial understanding, or really basic misunderstanding, of what the problem is. It's a whole system that the CEOs of corporations are just the outward expression of, and they can be easily replaced, and the system will keep on replacing them, because it's living off the masses of people in the world, and it has the basis to replace these people much more, you know, just one after the other. So without science, you can get led off into all kinds of wrong and actually very harmful ways of approaching even trying to change, the system, or change society, or change the way people are living. So that's the importance of science, to actually understand the world the way it is. And it just applies, you know, through, you know, every sphere and every dimension of society and the world, the natural world as well. You know, the scientific method is a way to understand reality. I keep coming back to this because it's so important. To understand reality as it actually is and as it's moving and changing, so that you can change it in accordance with the way that it needs to be changed, but also in the way that it can be changed in a positive direction.
So that was Bob Avakian from an interview in January. And you can watch the whole thing on youtube.com at Bob Avakian Official, parts 1 and 2. Humanity does not have to live this way. This is really urgent leadership that people need right now.
You know, this is actually a very important question for people to be, rewatching that clip, you know, watching it together with other people, discussing it, because we're in a moment where these are actual big questions about which road is humanity going to be on, right? It's not just a question of narratives or somebody saying this, somebody else is saying that, we'll just agree to disagree. There's an actual objective reality, right? And I think that's what Bob Avakian is getting at why actually hammering at, you know, and getting rid of essentially, like, you know, objective reality and like, and people seeking out the truth of things is a key part in how these fascists are going to be able to like lock in their power, right? Mm-hmm. In stark contrast, we have the revolutionary leader in this time, right? That's actually fighting for exactly that, for people to actually go and look at objective reality for what it is. Yes, even if it makes you very uncomfortable. Yes, even if it like makes you, you know, even if what the conclusions that we're going to come to is very scary, and people you know, people have had to like confront these kinds of questions throughout history. I mean, you look at all the very courageous things that people actually do when they come to understand that they are in a crucial moment where what they do actually matters in actually in the course in which, you know, history and like, and, you know, in which things go, right? So I think, you know, to come back to actually this bedrock, you know, breakthrough that actually is in this new communism. And again, why when we start the show, we say we base ourselves on the new communism, right? We actually go to what's true. And I wanted to kind of come back to basics and read a quote from there that it made me think about, right, as we were watching this clip, right? He says, "Everything that is actually true is good for the proletariat. All truths can help us get to communism." So, you know, here's somebody that, you know, has gone to these very hard questions, right? It's very, very courageous, you know, and actually going to some of these questions that in the history of communism, people have like not wanting to go there, truths that make us uncomfortable, you know.
This is such a big deal, and it is such a rupture and breakthrough in the new communism and in the consistent leadership that Bob Avakian is providing. He has very courageously fought to look at the actual history of the first stage of communist revolution and really looked at and be willing to look at the serious errors, what he's called even the grievous errors of the first stage of communist revolution, and sifted through, yes, what was advanced, but also where it fell short and why, and dug into that deeply. And even more than that, in going forward in developing the constitution for the new socialist republic in North America, forged a recognition of the need for a process where the masses of people are themselves, yes, debating and arguing over what's actually true so that people themselves can take part in that future direction of society and that the forces that are leading in that revolutionary society themselves understand more deeply if they're going off and how they're going off. The question of dissent and debate is such a vital part of this new communism, and it's embodied in the leadership he's providing today.
This is what makes it so utterly f***ing ridiculous when these opportunists, you know, haters are just launch all these nasty attacks and call him an authoritarian, you know, call us, you know, for following him. They call us a cult, you know, when it's actually, you dig a little tiny bit, you know, underneath the surface and actually just not take things at face value and just go and dig a little bit and listen to what he's saying or just watch this show, you would learn that actually it's the opposite. And it's so ridiculous that these people are going around and just, you know, spreading this and turning people's brains off from even engaging.
Yeah, that turning people's brains off from even engaging is a really important point. And it's, you know, Bob Avakian's been arguing against what's wrong with the culture and the predominant modes of thinking today. Because it's not just that these attacks on Bob Avakian, on the RevComs are so harmful and ridiculous and do such a disservice to the kind of unity that has to be forged right now. It's that they make use of a really anti-scientific mode of thinking that frankly shares way too much with the fascist mode of thinking that we were critiquing earlier. So rather than looking at whether something is true or not true, they go with what fits their pre-existing modes of thinking or, you know, their narrative. They go with who is saying something, or they go with, what does Trump say all the time? Well, a lot of people are saying. That really is so much of the thinking and what gets repeated by these counter-revolutionary, these opportunists. A lot of people say that does not make it true. You know, Bob Avakian in this new social media message, Revolution number 129, it's called "Irresponsible Opportunist Distortions Should Not Be Allowed to Sabotage the Unity of the Millions Needed to Drive Out the Trump Fascist Regime." So I looked up that word opportunist. It's a word people should use, actually, because it describes who these people are. And it's people who are lacking principle and do for a aiming for a political end without principle. And I wanted to contrast that. This is something else from Basics to how Bob Avakian proceeds and what he has consistently fought for. And this is in chapter 5 in the chapter on morality. He says, "The whole point of principle is that you have to fight for it when it's not easy to do. There is no need for principle if the only time it's applied is when it doesn't matter." And you see that consistency of principle in what Bob Avakian models and is fighting for.
Well, I'm glad you're showing some of the actual definition of this word opportunist, right? Because I think you're right. This is like when we're even down on the ground, including like this past weekend, literally opportunists, right? Like actually going around and, you know, and whispering in people's ears, right? Don't talk to those people. They're a cult. They're this and that. Using recycled as, you know, slanders and straight up lies about the RevComs and about Bob Avakian, right? And so we want to go to a video response that we actually made because this has to be taken on.
I was at a protest against Trump this past weekend, and there are people passing this out. This little explainer about refused fascism that is designed to scare you away from them and their association with the RevComs, Revolutionary Communists. This tiny thing is packed to the brim with lies, and I'm gonna get to them in a second. But just think about it. Here we are in Los Angeles, ground zero of Trump's terroristic assault on immigrants. Fascism is full speed ahead in every realm of society. And what we need to be doing is acting urgently, uniting everyone possible to drive this fascist regime from power. Yet, some people thought the most important thing to do at this protest was to attack refuse fascism, who since 2016 has been consistently calling this fascism out for what it is and clearly saying that the whole regime must go now. Whatever those making these attacks think they are doing, what they're objectively doing is the dirty work that serves the Trump fascist regime. And Bob Avakian, a revolutionary leader, puts it in his message Revolution 129 like this.
Irresponsible opportunist distortions should not be allowed to sabotage the unity of the millions needed to drive out the Trump fascist regime.
But let's get back to this. First, on the title, on Refuse Fascism, aka RevCom. No, not aka, it's two separate organizations. And yeah, the RevComs are very open about being part of starting it and our participation in it, alongside Democrats, independents, religious leaders, and others. Because believe it or not, we really do want to stop fascism. And if you also want to stop it, then you should unite alongside us. Oh, and by the way, Bob Avakian has been sounding the alarm about the rise of fascism in the U.S. for over 30 years. And we'd be in a way better position today if people had been seriously listening to what he's been saying versus all this anti-communist snark and dismissal. Some people in Refuse Fascism discuss Bob Avakian's work, as well as analysis from a host of others. But ooh, beware, there's scary commies involved. Another outright and frankly dangerous lie includes calling the RevComs a pyramid scheme, and twice accuses RevComs of misappropriating funds, which is not only completely made up, it's a tactic commonly used by the right-wing fascist forces in this country and the political police. Finding yourself in their company is not a good look. The flyer paints the RevComs as homophobic. Total bull. Our points of attention for the revolution state, we fight for a world where all the chains are broken. Women, men, and differently gendered people are equals and comrades. We do not tolerate physically or verbally abusing women or treating them as sexual objects, nor do we tolerate insults or jokes about people's gender or sexual orientation. And we RevComs take this and all the points of attention very seriously and hold each other accountable to them. And anyone could go to our website any day of the week where we consistently expose the fascist attacks on LGBT people. They also tried to sell you a crude distortion, saying Bob Avakian is an authoritarian and that RevComs discourage any questioning of his authority. Oh, but if they say it, it must be true, right? Wrong. How much do you even want to bet that the spreaders of this have not even gone seriously into Bob Avakian's work on this question? Have they read the Constitution for the New Socialist Republic in North America? Probably not. If they did, they'd see it's the furthest thing from the scary authoritarian nightmare that they warn you about. And this new constitution puts a premium on political and cultural ferment and the protection and provision for dissent. And as far as questioning him, Bob Avakian is the first person to say you should always ask why, and promotes the need to be a critical thinker and for there to be many people taking responsibility for leading the process of making revolution forward. But if they were really concerned about authoritarianism, they would stop sabotaging the movement trying to defeat this fascism. But these are just some of the particular lies in this flyer. But there's a bigger problem with the way they present all of this, and they try to get skeptical readers to go along with it. They say, why trust this? Don't believe us. Believe this list of other sources. But here's the problem. These other sources are doing the same thing that they're doing, spreading anti-communist lies, distortions, and slander, much of which has already been well refuted, by the way. It's like a hall of mirrors at a carnival. Lies are bouncing back and forth over and over and over. Look, something is not true because a lot of people say, or because it comes from a source that you like. The test of truth needs to be reality itself. And one of the spookiest lies that these opportunists perpetuate is the RevComs are a cult.
The RevComs are a cult.
And what's their evidence? Well, everyone says. Here, you can hear an echo of Trump in the insistence that a lot of people believe, a lot of people say that we RevComs are a cult. Come on. Does it actually need explaining that a lot of people believe, a lot of people say, is not a good and valid standard for determining what is actually true? Okay, but why do so many people fall for this? Because there's a f***ed up culture, even among the left.
An eager indulgence in snark, gossip, slander, accusation, and cancellation, whether the accusation is fabricated or true, something that is effectively irrelevant to those caught up in this. A culture that is defined by a preference for the subjective and superficial, as opposed to substance and a serious, scientifically grounded engagement with important objective reality in order to come to a reasoned, evidence-based understanding of what is actually true and what must be done to bring about positive change.
In short, way too many people are looking for gossip, not evidence. So, I want to introduce a new phrase. Don't go for the tea, go for reality. So, what's really going on with these haters? The fact is that they are actually big mad that the RevComs are serious about making a real revolution. There's actually a part in here where they seem to forget why they wrote this flyer in the first place. They say, instead of working alongside other activists or building broad coalitions, wait. Didn't you publish this little hit piece because we are in coalition with many others from different perspectives in Refuse Fascism? So which is it? Do we work with other people or not? I digress. But they continue with actually one of the few points of content in this flyer. They cried that, oh, the RevComs believe they alone have the correct path to revolution and everyone must follow their leader, Avakian. So let's have a debate then about revolution versus reform. That's something everyone can learn from. And yeah, we do have a real strategy for revolution. Do you have a critique of it? We'd love to hear it. But no, they're just pissed that we're serious about this. So you should ask these opportunists, what's their strategy to overthrow this system and bring a better world into being, if that's even something that they are about? Maybe the real problem is they don't even care. Think about it. If you're a radical critic, within this system of oppression and exploitation, you can carve out a certain niche for yourself. Then, here are the RevComs, serious about overthrowing that system, and it challenges your position, and it also exposes their raggedy asses for not all that radical. So yeah, they are scared of having this debate. Haters like this are not trying to have this conversation, so they divert, wreck, sabotage the unity that's needed, and at this moment with so much on the line, no one should have any tolerance for it, and we all need to be vigilant to call it out when we see it. If you want to be part of a historic and urgently needed fight to actually defeat fascism, look into Refuse Fascism. Join them. Go to their website, refusefascism.org. And if you truly hate this system of capitalism and you want to see a radically different system, then look into the RevComs. Go to revcom.us. Anyone who really wants to get free, be open to and look into what Bob Avakian is really saying. Not all these lies and distortions. Look into what we're really about.
You are listening to The Michael Slate Show. We're going to take a short musical break and be right back.
With the warning. in troubled times. We live in troubled times. What part of it?
So I think all this underscores the real urgency of making Avakian's work known throughout society, the actual content of his work, and in particular, the leadership he's providing through his social media platform at Bob Avakian Official. People should be following this regularly, listening to the messages that come from this social media, discussing it with others, and spreading it all throughout society, and yes, contending over it. So here we want to play a video from the streets of New York City about an aspect of this campaign that we ran.
Why are we living under Trump, Make America Great Again, and fascism? Why is humanity suffering under capitalism, imperialism?
Right, we are out here in front of these powerful posters from Bob Avakian here on the Lower East Side, Manhattan, and we are doing battle on the walls up against billions of dollars of advertising every single day, trying to sell you a product, trying to make you feel bad about yourself so you buy something. Here's Bob Avakian, revolutionary leader, not trying to sell you anything, not trying to make a profit off of you, trying to emancipate you, trying to give you the understanding that you need to emancipate yourself.
Revolution for the emancipation of humanity.
Yeah, I mean, it's legitimate.
You think we need a revolution?
Yeah, definitely.
We gotta do better, world. You gotta do better, America. Not a bad message.
Have you heard of Bob Avakian?
No. Stronger together than we're apart, that's all I can say.
This is Bob Avakian, BA, revolutionary leader. I'm coming to you straight up, bringing truth the powers that be don't want you to have. Truth you need to know. The truth about the revolution we need. Why this revolution is necessary. Why and how it is actually possible. And what this revolution is all about.
What do you think of what it says? Have you heard of Bob Avakian before? You got it? All right, man, take care. Have you heard about Bob Avakian before?
No, never. Ever since I was in high school, I've seen a lot of these movements going on, a lot of revolutionary movements going on, and I've just been trying to learn more and, you know, understand it and just be, you know, make the world better and, you know, a better place and all that stuff.
Trump MAGA fascism must be defeated before it's too late. Think about how different that is from everything that you're hearing right now. All the people that are saying, well, we just have to accept this. Well, we just have to compromise. Well, we just have to learn to live with it. You know, think about the Democratic Party right now telling you to wait for the next election. We'll get them out in 2028. Are you f***ing kidding me? Bob Avakian is saying, look, we don't have time for that. We got to get them out now through mass popular uprising. And he's calling on you to be part of it. He's saying we are facing fascism, not just a bad administration, a fascist regime, and it can become too late. It is becoming too late as we speak.
Have you heard of Bob Avakian?
No, I've not.
Trump MAGA fascism must be defeated before it's too late. What does that make you think of?
Well, we're already rounding people up on the streets right now, whether they're trans people, maybe next. We're already rounding up and children are coming homes to their parents being taken away. We saw this same thing happen in 1939, 1934, Germany. I mean, people are always saying it's the rise of fascism, but now we have the actual proof that it's rising and coming again.
Yeah. So if there was, you know, a strategy to defeat this, or would you be interested in learning about it?
Absolutely, I would.
A profoundly positive way forward in the face of very real horror. Think about how different that is. Think about all the anxiety, all the depression that people are feeling, all the sense of hopelessness.
How would you want to see the world be changed?
I would make sure everybody has food to eat. That's, I think, the number one basic truth. I work in a restaurant, and I get really tired of having homeless people beg at my door and me not be allowed to serve them food, even if it's the crust of bread we're throwing away.
Have you heard of Bob Avakian before?
You know, the name sounds familiar, but no, I don't really know him or know much about him. But I'm going to find out now.
Trump MAGA fascism must be defeated before
it's
too late.
That's true. It's true. It is fascism what they've started to build up in this country. I've known Trump since he was born. I'm a native New Yorker. I'm older than him. Please help us.
If there was a way to stop this fascism, would you want to learn about it?
Yes. People don't know about politics. They don't know. They don't know how it works. They need to be educated. If you're educated, then you know, you have a guide.
It mentions revolution for the emancipation of humanity. What does that make you think about?
I want to see a world where everyone strives to be better, to do better. Now it's not about doing better. It's about getting over on the next person, regardless, you know, and if they're poorer, the bigger the get over. It's crazy.
A lot of people right now hate capitalism. A lot of people hate the way the world is, but they can't imagine an alternative to this system. This is what you get when you read Baba Vakin, a whole better way that the world can be, a whole different economic system, political system, government. We don't have to live this way.
Well, what made you stop?
The posters, the fascism.
So when you see the message, Trump, MAGA, fascism must be defeated before it's too late, what does that make you think of?
Everything that's going on right now, the, breakdown of all the systems that are happening, just angry, sad.
There definitely needs to be like a general strike around everything that's going on.
We need major change.
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen. We need people to fight.
Well, right now, the Democratic Party is telling people that the main thing they should focus on is, you know, the next elections, wait till the midterms.
There doesn't have to be another election if we wait for that. There just won't be. We're minutes away from not having another election.
Right. And what Baba Vakin is calling for in these messages, if you go to Baba Vakin officially, is saying we need a massive popular uprising now. There are tens of millions of us who hate this shit, right? But part of it is people are being misled.
Bob Avakian, legendary revolutionary leader, cutting through the noise, cutting through the bull, cutting through all the dead-end solutions, non-solutions, and all the mess that's out there to say there's a profoundly positive and fundamentally different way we, humanity, could live. But first, cutting through why we are living under this fascism, what connection it has to the whole history of the United States of America.
When was America great? As Baba Vakin says, never.
And why we need to come together to defeat this fascism now.
You are not going to get it from the Democratic Party. The Supreme Court, the court system is not going to save us. The so-called left in this country is more concerned with doing things on a small scale instead of looking at the big picture. Baba Vakin, the only leader in this country even talking about making a real revolution.
And I think it's great, you know, everything that you guys are trying to do, you know, that this leader is also trying to do. You know, I feel like overall, you know, if people have more of an open mind to it, just very open to it, wanting to like just at least hear it out, they can really like maybe feel the same way as me, you know.
Set out to do. Stand.
There's a cross for you to bear.
Things to go through if you're going anywhere.
Ooh.
Stand
for the things you know alright.
It's the truth that the truth makes them so alive. Stand.
All the things you want are real.
You have you to complete, and there is no deal.
In Gaza, we continue to witness a U.S.-backed Israeli war crime almost beyond words. Millions desperately hungry, hurtling toward mass death. A live-stream genocide before the eyes of the world. The fascist Trump regime is actively suppressing any and all criticism of Israel. Any and all ability to tell the truth about what's happening in Gaza. And using this as a battering ram to further attack immigrants, protesters, and in particular against academia. While some of this began under Biden, it has taken a qualitative fascist leap. At the end of July, Columbia University made a deal with Trump to restore federally granted university funds in exchange for a whole range of conditions, including agreeing to establish as policy that all criticism of Israel should be treated as identical to hatred toward Jewish people. In other words, equating anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism. And this is now campus policy. It is anti-Semitic to question the legitimacy of the Jewish supremacist state of Israel. It is campus policy that it is anti-Semitic to compare the mass slaughter of Palestinian children taking place now to the horrific crimes that Nazi Germany committed against Jewish people during World War II. But here's the problem. The comparison is true. This active, systematic, conscious genocide of the Palestinian people does echo the forced starvation and the systematic slaughter of the Jewish people in Nazi Germany. But this truth is forbidden on college campuses. And students can be, and already have been, suspended or expelled for saying this. Faculty cannot even discuss these truths in classes. Rashid Khalidi is a longtime Columbia professor and historian, and he's written and taught extensively about the history of the Middle East. He was set to teach a course on the Middle East history this fall, but was forced to withdraw because, as he said, the university's draconian, vicious, repressive policies and new definition of anti-Semitism make much teaching impossible. He wrote, "A simple description of the discriminatory nature of Israel's 2018 nation-state law, a law that states that only Jewish people have the right of self-determination in Israel, half of whose people are Palestinian, or talking about the apartheid nature of its control over millions of Palestinians who've been under military occupation for 58 years would be impossible in a Middle East history course under this new definition of anti-Semitism." Khalidi went on to write that Columbia's capitulation has turned a university that was once a site of free inquiry and learning into a shadow of its former self, an anti-university, a gated security zone with electronic entry controls, a place of fear and loathing, where faculty and students are told from on high what they can teach and say under penalty of severe sanctions. And disgracefully, all of this is being done to cover up one of the greatest crimes of this century, the ongoing genocide in Gaza, a crime which Columbia's leadership is now fully complicit. So Trump views Columbia's deals as a model for U.S. colleges and is using similar blackmail tactics against or in other ways targeting Harvard, Brown, UPenn, Cornell, Duke, Princeton, Northwestern, and more than 50 others. And in addition to Columbia, Brown and UPenn have shamefully capitulated. This needs to be opposed right now and on every college campus, with people defiantly speaking the truth no matter the consequences. There needs to be mass non-compliance against this, aimed at stopping this horrific genocide and aimed at preventing the Trump fascist regime from carrying out its fascist program of turning the universities into a dead zone where truth about the nature of America's crimes are forbidden. We wrote on RevCom.us this week that the U.S. has provided 70% of what it has cost for Israel to carry out this genocide. 70%. Think about that. 70% of the bombs paid for by the U.S. 70% of the many tens of thousands killed. 70% of what it costs for the Israeli army to keep the blockade of Gaza funded and its people starving to death. This is not an Israeli genocide and never has been. It is a U.S.-Israeli genocide, with the U.S. providing the bulk of funding, without which Israel could not carry out its depraved slaughter and starvation. So we in this country have a disproportionate responsibility. You on college campuses have a disproportionate responsibility to demand that this end and to stand up and tell the truth in the face of fascist lies and utter repression. End the siege on Gaza now. Stop the U.S.-Israeli genocide against the Palestinian people. And in the name of humanity, refuse to accept a fascist America. So this brings us to the end of today's show, and there's so much we haven't been able to cover. People should definitely go to RevCom.us all throughout the week, but especially on Monday mornings, where we do a lot of coverage of the nature of this fascist regime and analysis of what's needed now. One thing we weren't not able to speak to that people should be paying attention to is what's happening in Texas around this fight over the maps and the election. And there's a, you know, it's a reflection of the very sharp divide within the rulers of this system that we need to understand and be taking advantage of and really pushing on.
Well, one last thing I wanted to bring in, since we were, you know, reading a lot from this book, Basics, from the talks and writings of Baba Vakian, right? This is a handbook for revolution, you know? And I was, you know, as we were looking back at the book, I was thinking back to when I first started, you know, coming around the revolutionaries. And, you know, and this was the very first thing that I read from Baba Vakian, right? And at a time when, actually, to come back to this theme of reality, of science, right? At a time where, you know, the question of breaking from religion and, you know, and big question of, like, you know, which a lot of people kind of find themselves where it's like, well, nobody can know what's true. And like, nobody can come to understand, you know, like that's where I was when somebody very sharply asked me, what's your evidence for God? I had no idea how to answer that, you know, and I kind of went to like, well, nobody can ever know. Right. And actually, there was an essay in Basics that I just kept reading over and over and over again, both because it helped me understand that actually you could come to understand how things work in reality. And it challenged that way of just going about the world, right? So, and it was very accessible, right? In a time when I was kind of like, you know, this thing of getting into big ideas was something that I would just get very frustrated at, you know, that it's just very accessible for anybody that's just, you know, wanting to know the basics of, you know, how to understand the world, how to actually go to work at making revolution, all of these things, right? Together with the social media messages, you know, at Baba Vakian Official, people should go and dig into Basics, and actually the RevCom Core for the Emancipation of Humanity should be getting together, taking one of these, they're very short quotes that you could just take one of them and just bring people together and discuss it and engage it.
Yeah, I think it's a very important political and methodological weapon in the fight we have to be waging right now to break people out of exactly a lot of this anti-scientific, unscientific ways of thinking that gives rise to a lot of the really ugly culture and the really low sights. And we have to loft people's sights. There is a whole different way the world could be. There's a historic fight in front of us to defeat Trump MAGA fascism. And we have to come together and get into how to understand it and how to change it radically and very, very urgently.
And that brings us to the end of another show here at The Michael Slate Show. I'd like to thank Andy Z and everybody at the Revolution Nothing Less Show, my assistant producer, Henry Carson, and all of you for tuning in. And again, check out The RevComs on YouTube at youtube.com/TheRevComs and follow at Bob Avakian Official on all your social media platforms. And remember, the problem is not human nature, it is the nature of the system. Through a real revolution, a better world is possible. My name is Sansara Taylor. I'll talk to you again next week.
Ein, zwei, drei, vier.
Strange things are happening, Lord. I don't know what to do. My friends say it's in my head, I say it's deja vu. It's all too familiar, been down this road before. I believe it was in Germany, just before the war. A meanness swept the land, stealing our hearts and the hands of time, taking us back in history to a place on the darker side, where we saluted the flags of fear and the voice of ignorance roared. Taking us back to Germany just before. Balance of power shifted when the people cast their vote. Now we're lining up the victims, the villains, and the scapegoats. And we're all singing hallelujah, death penalty's been restored.
just like in Germany just before the war. We used to feed the hungry, care for the disabled and the poor. We used to care about civil rights, but we don't give a damn anymore. We used to harbor the wretched refuse, but now we bar the door. Just like in Germany, just before the war. About the children, their future was in our hands. All their health and education was so vital to our plans. But the cost kept on rising, we can't afford to care no more. Just like in Germany, just before the war. They say it's time to clean the slate, it's time to start anew. So what was good was bad, and bad is good, and two reasons to be a fool. But it's double speak and double think and double crosses galore. Just like in Germany, just before. Ain't much I really can do, I'm just one lonely soul. Caring for my wife and family's all I can control. So I turn a blind eye and turn the deadbolt on my door. Just like in Germany, just before the war. Just like in Germany, just before the war. Just like in Germany, just before the war. Just like in Germany, just before the war.